Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about how some sharks do in fact sleep, how sharks are fighting climate change, and how some sharks glow in the dark.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity. Do you know what time it is?
Game time?
Nope. It is my absolute favorite time of year.
Independence Day?
Shark Week!
Is that why you've been having trouble sleeping?
That's mostly my run-of-the-mill insomnia, but yes, that is some of it. I am so freaking excited.
You are just like the sharks then. You don't sleep, you just rest.
You know, it's funny you say that because there's actually been a new study that suggests sharks do in fact sleep during some of their rest periods.
But I thought they had to keep moving to stay alive.
Okay, not to burst anybody's bubble, but that's really only a small handful of shark species who need the continuous movement to pump water over the gills for breathing. Whale sharks, hammerheads, the glorious great whites, and about 20 other species, they're missing a muscle that helps suck in the water. The sharks we're going to be talking about are the draft board. And actually, the same group of researchers identified this species as likely sleepers in a 2020 study.
They weren't sure the first time?
Well, the first test tried to determine if the sharks were actually actively sleeping or if they were simply resting.
As most other shark species do.
Right. And what led to the conclusion that they were in fact undergoing a process of sleep was the level of stimulation it took to stir the sharks from their inactive state.
If they were anything like me, they probably had to put their alarm clocks on full volume just to get up. I mean, what do I know, but calling it sleep because the sharks required higher levels of stimulation to come out of rest doesn't seem all that conclusive. They could just be taking really good cat naps.
Funny you say that. The draft board is in fact a type of cat shark.
Wait, really? What's a cat shark?
Okay, yeah. So that's what they call a certain family of bottom feeding sharks with about 160 species, the draft board shark being among them. But the research team agreed with you and decided to hold a much more extensive second study. For this one, the team captured 7 of the sharks and placed them into lab-controlled tanks that had exposure to natural light. Each shark was fed pilchards, a type of sardine fish, for 2 weeks and then taken off the food for 48 hours before the start of the experiment to ensure they were entering a resting state.
Like when you're ready to pass out after a nice big dinner.
Precisely. The sharks then had their metabolisms measured using a device called an acrylic respirometry chamber.
What on earth does that do?
It's a really fancy name for a device that measures oxygen intake.
Okay, so what did the team find from the measurements?
After testing the sharks in 24-hour periods, they found all their oxygen levels reduced, which is a big hint that they were sleeping. They also interestingly found that the sharks would lay their bodies flat and even close their eyes.
Did they snore?
Oh, no snoring. And something to note is that closing one's eyes may be pretty common in other creatures' sleeping habits, but it's not necessarily a key indicator as many creatures sleep with their eyes open, like most birds, who sleep with one eye open, and snakes, who, by the way, don't even have eyelids in the first place. Even the sharks in the study showed a few instances of sleeping with their eyes open. For the sharks, the closing of the eyes may have just been to block out daylight as opposed to being a factor of their sleep.
But it definitely seems like they're catching up on some Z's.
That's how it appears, yeah. Their metabolisms at rest were compared with other testing periods where they were on alert or just moving about the tank in a relaxed state. The metabolic drop makes a definitive sleep state seem pretty evident.
It does feel a little weird that an animal like a shark would be able to survive without some kind of sleep.
There's definitely some strange sleeping habits amongst animals out there, but most creatures need some form of sleep, likely to regulate how much energy they're using, which is the basis for one theory as to why sleep developed as an evolutionary tool.
That must be why I sleep so much. I'm just constantly evolving.
Learning, growing, I appreciate that about you. We definitely need further studies to see if we can identify a sleep state in other sharks.
I bet there's so many sharks resting up right now for Shark Week.
I know I won't be because it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Callie, did you know that along with being the rulers of the sea, sharks are also kind of like their resident mechanics, keeping everything running smoothly?
I would have thought carpenters. I mean, you've heard of hammerheads.
Well, a new study of Shark Bay in Western Australia has shown that sharks do a lot to keep their environments stable and resilient, slowing down climate change and decreasing the effects of extreme weather events like heat waves and hurricanes.
Okay, how can sharks do all of that?
First, let me explain a bit about Shark Bay and why it's an ideal location for researching sharks. Tiger sharks are only in Shark Bay seasonally, which allows researchers to monitor how other animals behave around them, as well as how those animals act when the sharks are gone. Shark Bay has a huge population of predators, prey, and dense meadows of seagrass. Seagrass is great because it slows down water currents, cleans the water, and provides habitat and food for many species. Seagrasses also trap carbon dioxide, sometimes for thousands of years, and bring stability to the sediments on the ocean floor that can also store carbon dioxide.
Okay, wait, is this Shark Week or Seagrass Week?
Well, trust me, it's still Shark Week. Back in 2011, an extreme heat wave hit Shark Bay and destroyed about 90% of its seagrass, and what was left was very vulnerable. Researchers knew it needed time to grow, and they wondered how the sharks might affect it, so they did an experiment where they divided the seagrass beds into plots and simulated how they would fare both with and without sharks present.
Ah, putting sharks to the test. How did they fare?
The seagrass beds that weren't protected by the tiger sharks basically collapsed, but the plots patrolled by tiger sharks? Much more stable. The sharks gave the seagrass more time to recover.
But why or how could sharks protect the grass?
Well, after this finding, researchers discovered in 2012 that tiger sharks intimidate many of Shark Bay's inhabitants, like dugongs, which are close relatives to manatees, and sea turtles that try to eat the seagrasses. These sharks scare the creatures away, protecting the grasses and allowing them to keep that carbon dioxide captured. A few years later, another study found that these same sharks also keep other animals out of sediment at the bottom of the ocean. When the sediment is left alone, it can also store carbon dioxide.
Okay, wait, so are sea turtles bad guys now? That would be quite the rebrand.
No, absolutely not. They're just trying to eat. But researchers have found that tiger sharks are making sure that a big chunk of that carbon dioxide stays locked in the plants and not released back into the world when sea turtles eat it. Sharks are like the oceans and atmosphere's mechanics, keeping everything running smoothly.
Okay, wow, that actually is incredible. Tiger sharks can't be everywhere all at once. Do other sharks do the same thing?
Shark Bay has given researchers a glimpse into how important sharks are as regulators, but those same researchers admit that it's not yet clear how you could apply this across the world. But there is evidence that sharks in other parts of the world are just as helpful as the tiger sharks of Australia. Baby bull sharks, who can swim in fresh water, actually deposit vital nutrients in the Everglades in Florida. Long story short, sharks are very important for their local ecosystems and the environment as a whole.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, I know you're a Rod Serling fan, but did you know there is a Twilight Zone in the ocean?
I'm such a fan of the show, but in the ocean, that's news to me.
Okay, it's a very dark part of the deep sea, anywhere from 660 feet to 3,300 feet below the surface. And you're never going to believe what scientists have discovered down there. Three species of sharks that are bioluminescent, meaning the sharks themselves produce a soft blue-green glow deep beneath the sea.
Wait, they discovered glow-in-the-dark sharks? How do sharks make themselves glow?
Well, the exact process is a bit of a mystery, but the researchers found a few hints about how this phenomenon occurs. Most other bioluminescent creatures have specialized cells or organs that contain chemicals called luciferin that interact with oxygen to create light. However, some of the deep-sea glow-in-the-dark creatures, like the deep-sea anglerfish, glow because they're covered in bioluminescent bacteria.
Okay, so which do the sharks have?
Neither. Bioluminescent sharks have cells on their skin called photocytes that make them glow. Why? Well, that's the mystery. Researchers didn't find any trace of luciferin or any other bacteria on the sharks, so they don't exactly know how the sharks are glowing. They did confirm that the sharks they found use their hormones to control how much light they shine.
What kind of hormones are we talking about here?
So the researchers found that melatonin, which is the hormone that helps mammals like humans go to sleep, can actually create this glow in photosites.
So then why don't I glow when I take melatonin to fall asleep?
Because your skin isn't covered in photosites. Even still, this discovery has started a conversation among researchers over why it would be necessary for the sharks to glow in the dark at all.
Does it help them see in such dark water?
They don't think so. The sharks are able to navigate just fine in dark waters. It probably has to do more with them living in the twilight zone. There's next to no sunlight, so glowing animals can hide their shadows from any predators by making enough light to match their surroundings, which is something called counter-illumination. It helps them stay hidden from potential predators. If you can't see the shadow, it's hard to see the shark.
Aren't sharks already the predators?
Researchers think that the predators these sharks are hiding from are probably even larger sharks. These sharks had a lot of photosites on their bellies to fight the shadows, but there were photosites on other parts of the body too. The kite fin shark, for instance, has a huge amount of photosites on its dorsal fins. Researchers don't exactly know why, but at least one researcher thinks it's used as a form of communication.
Well, like a signal lantern. One if by land, fin if by sea.
Exactly. And the best part of this news is that there are probably way more than just these three sharks that can glow in the dark. Some researchers believe that as many as 10% of the 540 known species of shark are bioluminescent, and others still think that number should be even higher.
Man, so somewhere out there might be just a huge group of glowing sharks. I love how strange the ocean is.
You know I do too. But for now, if you want to see it, you'll have to swim pretty deep. And even then, keep an eye out for the even larger sharks.
Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up. Although the commonly held belief is that sharks must always be on the move, new evidence suggests that some sharks may in fact be taking time to sleep. From laying their bodies flat to decreased oxygen levels to occasionally closing their eyes, sleep traits in draft-spored sharks suggest a period of energy restoration that goes well beyond previously observed rest periods.
Although sharks can be big, fast, and scary, we've learned how important they are to the environment around the world. The tiger sharks of Western Australia are preventing herbivores from eating important coral grasses that store carbon dioxide, which helps us fight the good fight against climate change.
In a very dark part of the ocean known as the Twilight Zone, researchers have discovered a unique set of sharks that glow in the dark because of something mysterious known as photosites. Researchers don't know why the sharks glow, but they've figured out how useful their bioluminescence can be deep beneath the sea's surface.
Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we would love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.